Imagine trying to figure out which way someone's facing. But you can't use GPS or actually see them. Turns out, their smartphone might give us a clue, even if it's tucked away in their pocket.
It's true, and this isn't just about knowing if you're facing north or south. This research has some really important implications for things like indoor navigation, augmented reality, even healthcare.
We're diving into a paper from 2009 called Which Way Am I Facing? Inferring horizontal device orientation from an accelerometer signal. Kunze, Lukovic, Partridge, and Biggle wrote it.
And it was published in the International Symposium on Wearable Computers. You know, it's fascinating. This paper might seem ahead of its time, but it really shows that these ideas were already being explored back when smartphones were first becoming popular.
So this paper is all about figuring out which way a smartphone in your pocket is facing, just by using its motion sensors. But how is that even possible? I mean, tracking the phone's movement is one thing, but determining its orientation seems a lot more complicated.
You're right. Tracking movement is relatively easy. But determining orientation, especially when the phone might be rotating inside a pocket, that's much tougher. This paper specifically focuses on figuring out the phone's horizontal orientation, kind of like what you'd get from a compass. And it builds on previous research that looked at vertical orientation, which is the phone's angle in relation to gravity.
So they're basically trying to figure out which way the phone's pointing as someone's walking. I'm guessing they had to make some assumptions to do that.
Exactly. Their approach relies on three main assumptions. One, the person is walking facing forward. Two, the phone is in a typical pants pocket. And three, they're only analyzing sections of walking where the person is moving in a relatively straight line.
Those assumptions seem pretty reasonable for how people move around in the real world. That probably explains why this research has had such an impact.
Yes, definitely. By focusing on these common situations, they were able to develop a method that has a lot of practical value.
So let's break down how they actually did this. Their paper lays out the entire process step by step.
Yes, it is a very elegant approach.
Their first step is to isolate gravity from the accelerometer data. It's as though they're trying to get rid of any distracting information and hone in on the specific motion created by walking.
Precisely. By filtering out the constant pull of gravity, they can then focus on analyzing the subtle changes in acceleration that happen when you walk.
And then they project the remaining data onto the horizontal plane. It's like shining a light from above and looking at the shadow the phone's movement makes on the ground. And that shadow represents the horizontal component of the motion, which is what they're really after.
That is an excellent way to think about it. This process of projecting the data is actually a standard technique used in signal processing to separate out particular components of a complex signal.
Now we're getting to what sounds like a really complex part, principal component analysis, or PCA.
It might sound intimidating, but at its core, PCA is really about finding the direction of most action in a set of data. When you're walking, your phone mainly moves back and forth in the direction that you're facing. PCA helps to identify this dominant pattern from all the other more subtle movements that are happening.
So PCA is a pretty powerful tool, and I know it's used in all sorts of different fields.
That's right. It's incredibly versatile, which is why it's used so widely for finding meaningful patterns in complex data sets.
So they've gotten rid of the gravity's influence and used PCA to figure out the main direction of motion. But how do they tell if the phone is facing forwards or backward? I think that's where their final step integration comes into play, right?
You've got it. And this is a really clever part of their method. By mathematically accumulating the motion signal over time, they can distinguish forward movement from backward movement, all based on how the integrated signal builds up, so to speak. Forward motion creates this kind of positive buildup, while backward motion would result in a negative one.
So it's like keeping a running total of the phone's subtle movements to figure out which way it's pointing. That's amazing.
It is a very elegant solution to a complex problem.
So how did they actually test this out? Did they have people walking around a lab with phones strapped to their legs?
It wasn't quite that involved, but they did design a really rigorous experiment. They had two people walk along a straight path outdoors, and each person carried a phone running their motion tracking setup.
And I'm assuming they used GPS data to check how accurate their method was.
You're exactly right. They used a separate GPS device to track the person's actual heading as they walked and compared that to the orientation calculated by their method.
So how did it stack up? Were the results anywhere close to accurate?
Well, the results were incredibly impressive. Across all 16 different phone orientations they tested, the average difference between their calculated orientation and the actual GPS heading was just 5 degrees.
5 degrees? That's amazingly accurate.
It is, especially considering how much potential for error there is when you're relying solely on motion sensors.
And they found a standard deviation of only 2.5 degrees, which means their method was really consistent too.
That level of consistency is absolutely crucial for any method that's intended to be used in real-world scenarios.
So they've definitely demonstrated that their concept works. But what does this all mean in a broader context? What are the implications of this research?
That's the key question here. On the surface, this might seem like a very narrow research topic, just figuring out which way a phone is facing, but it actually has much broader implications.
I know you mentioned earlier that this could have implications for things like indoor navigation.
Precisely. Imagine being able to navigate through a building without relying on GPS signals or even having to look around to find your way. This technology could completely revolutionize how we navigate unfamiliar spaces.
And I think you mentioned augmented reality as another area where this could be really impactful.
Absolutely. Imagine AR experiences that are completely in sync with your own movements and perspective as you move through the world. By accurately determining the phone's orientation and, by extension, the user's orientation, developers could create AR applications that are much more immersive and responsive to the user's actions.
This research could even have important applications for healthcare.
Absolutely. Analyzing people's gait, their walking patterns, all of that information captured by this technology that could be incredibly valuable for diagnosing mobility problems or even monitoring the progression of diseases that affect movement, things like Parkinson's disease.
It's really amazing to think that something as seemingly simple as knowing which way a phone in your pocket is facing could unlock so many possibilities.
This research really highlights the incredible potential of what might seem like small technological advancements. They can have a huge impact on how we understand and interact with the world around us.
It's almost as if our smartphones are starting to develop a sense of direction, even when we ourselves might feel lost.
In a way, that's a very apt comparison. This research really underscored the idea that our devices can perceive the world through their sensors in ways that we might not even fully grasp.
It really makes you wonder what other subtle cues our devices are picking up on. What other hidden layers of information are out there just waiting to be discovered?
It is a fascinating thought. As we continue to develop more and more sophisticated sensors and algorithms, who knows what we might learn about ourselves and the world around us?
This 2009 paper was truly ahead of its time. It's incredible to see how much progress has been made since then, and even more exciting to imagine what the future holds.
And what's particularly remarkable is that this research didn't require any sort of groundbreaking new technology. It simply leveraged the potential of data that was already readily available.
It really highlights the fact that the next big breakthrough might not come from inventing something entirely new, but from finding innovative ways to use what we already have.
Exactly, and I think that's an important reminder for all of us. Often the most groundbreaking discoveries come not from chasing after the unknown, but from looking at the familiar with fresh eyes, a new perspective.
It's all about observing the world around us, the devices we interact with every day, and asking ourselves, what else is possible?
Precisely. Perhaps this deep dive has inspired you to do a little exploring of your own. Until next time, keep questioning and keep diving deep.